On the KSRO live lines are Bert Whitaker, the director of the Sonoma County Regional Parks, and Dr. Sundari Mase, Sonoma County's interim public health officer. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning.
We understand it, but we still want to tear our hair out when it comes to all parks in Sonoma being closed. Dr. Mase, talk about the why of that.
Yes, thanks for the question, and it's a good forum for me to put this out for our community, that we want you to go out when you need to for exercise or for relaxation. But we also predominantly want people to stay at home and shelter in place. So what we noticed after we put out our order for shelter in place was that a lot of people did go out, but they went out to our parks, maybe quite far away from their home, to the beach. And, you know, that really wasn't the intent of the order. As everybody, I think, understands, in order for the shelter in place to work, we really need to maintain social distancing, and we need to maintain our own spaces. And being at home is still the best way for us to protect ourselves and our community. So when we found that so many people were going to our state and county parks and beaches, that it was unsafe, and in fact, people were not able to maintain the 6-foot social distancing from others, we decided, and of course, I think the restrooms were overrun, and as we know, that could be a real source for transmission of coronavirus. We made the decision, along with our park directors, to close the park and advise that people, when they go out for recreational activities, stay within walking or biking distance of their own homes. And when at all possible, try to stay in home and shelter in place. Protect yourself and your family and your community.
Will this order to close the parks be in place as long as the shelter in place is?
Again, I think that's going to depend on what we see, Pat, over the next few weeks. You know, I fully expect we'll have more cases as we have been seeing for the past week and a half. And it's really that situation that's going to drive what we do. So, in other words, stay tuned. We'll update you about these orders and how long they'll last.
And while you're on the line, Dr. Mase, can you update us as far as the Sonoma County numbers of coronavirus go?
Yeah, as of today, we had 2 additional cases, bringing our total at this time to 29. Again, please visit socoemergency.org. Check out our dashboard, which gives you the latest global, national, and local updates.
Very good. 29 confirmed cases, and we knew that this week was going to be a noteworthy one in the process of this whole pandemic in terms of those cases having the potential to rise significantly.
Yes, that's what many people have predicted, and if our other counties are any mark, that is, we will probably see more cases as these other counties are as well. So just stay tuned. We'll be updated in real time as we have more data.
And Bert Whitaker, director of Sonoma County Regional Parks, this had to be a tough pill for you to swallow, though understandable. What do park rangers do now?
You know, so let me just, you know, talk about, I'd love to kind of share where we're at with this. I mean, this is, as we all know, a very unprecedented, very fast-moving situation. And I want to make sure everybody understands, you know, this health order applies to all parks, beaches, and open spaces throughout the county of Sonoma. Really what my staff is working on right now is our park gates will remain locked. Other entrances to our regional parks will be posted. We really are asking for public cooperation. You know, having to chase down individuals using the parks increases the risk for our park rangers, who are essential public safety during this emergency. You know, our rangers will be doing their best patrolling around to respond and educate individuals who may be unaware of the closure. And it's important to understand we've never had anything of this magnitude. And all of our partners at state parks, the cities, the Army Corps, we're all going to be doing our best to adapt and be kind and get through this as one Sonoma County.
Certainly that is priority one, Bert. But what authority do the park rangers and does the park system have in terms of people who ignore this order?
You know, I mean, certainly our goal is to educate. If we needed to issue citations or escalate beyond that, that is possible. That's certainly not an area where I expect people to go. We really anticipate a lot of cooperation, understanding, and the better we can get the word out, you know, the better for all. I did also want to comment, too, it's an important change to our what we consider our bikeways around the county. So the Joe Rodota Trail, the West County Trail, some of the smart bike paths. Many of our communities have these paved sections. With this health order, we've implemented essentially a change in policy where those pathways are pedestrian only right now. And this is to help better ensure the community members can get out of their house, stay near their home, as Dr. Macy just pointed out, but use these as a resource to get that essential outdoor exercise. We all need to slow down, be respectful of each other's space. This is serious, and we want everyone to stay close to home.
So that's so they become walking paths as opposed to biking paths now?
That's correct. You know, and the way I think of this, Pat, is, you know, because of the urgency, we need to be walking around our neighborhoods, you know, really, you know, saying hi to our neighbors from a safe distance, you know, rather than hiking along a crowded, narrow trail in one of our regional or state parks. Those are incredible experiences, and we can't wait to get back in there, but right now we need to just stay tight.
Dr. Mace, a lot of people are wondering why golf courses are still open.
Well, we have given direction that golf courses need to close. So that is another issue that we need to address, and we will do so very quickly. And I want to thank Bert for getting on the line and giving the sort of the logic behind why, what we're doing, and how we're doing it. I just want to note also, Pat, that our fellow counties are all doing the same. So
yeah.
Here in Sonoma, we're just following suit with what's happening everywhere else.
No, we understand that, and we understand certainly the logic behind it, even though, as I said, it is a tough pill for many of us who frequent the parks to swallow, especially at this time. But the main thrust of this announcement, it seems, Dr. Mace, is to stay close to home, if not at home. Yes?
Yes, that is what we're saying, and it will be for the safety of all. I think, you know, really to follow the shelter-in-place order as closely as you can is what's going to help us move on, flatten the curve, decrease the number of cases over time, and get back to our normal activities sooner rather than later.
Yeah, sooner would be better. We've heard some really horror stories, Dr. Mace, coming from nurses in our community and throughout the state of California and other places as well. Talk about the shortage of equipment and the peril that it could potentially put them in or their patients in. Where do we stand with more incoming supplies for hospitals and doctors and nurses?
Yeah, that's a great question. We have put in, as you know, request after request for getting these supplies, and we're referring really to the N95 masks for healthcare providers, gowns, the swabs that we use for special collection, things like this. Again, these are nationwide shortages, and they are being addressed at the federal and state level. And we have supplies that we are giving our facilities as they are getting close to running out. So we haven't run out of these supplies. What it's doing is making us really aware of the resource limitation and to use these supplies carefully and for the persons who need them most, the most sick persons, hospitalized, healthcare workers, first responders, people who are elderly with underlying medical conditions, our congregate, people who live in skilled nursing facilities or other congregate settings. So that's what we're doing. Prioritizing for those folks right now.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's a difficult dance with all of the considerations that we have. Still, it seems unhealthy to have nurses or doctors go from one patient to another without being able to change those masks. Bad for everybody.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is our healthcare professionals are trying to follow exactly what needs to be followed, the guidance from CDC and from our state to keep themselves protected and to keep all the patients who are in the hospitals and clinics protected. So we are able to do that right now, and I'm hoping that we'll hear soon about getting more supplies.
Yeah, are there specific orders that are on their way to Sonoma County with regard to this personal protective equipment?
Yes, we put in all of our requests. And the Emergency Operations Center is in charge of ensuring that, you know, when we get supplies, we get them out to folks as quickly as possible. So definitely the process is in place.
All right, very good. And Bert, director of Sonoma County Regional Parks, we know that you're not, you want to educate the same way that law enforcement feels about this kind of circumstance. It is a tricky deal. What kind of direction are you giving your park rangers at this point?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, we're really giving our rangers a direction to, you know, to be out there, be courteous and kind, and come from an aspect of educating individuals. There's going to be a lot of folks that are, you know, it's going to take a number of days for people to, you know, to learn that the park is closed or a sign may be taken down, and really coming at it from a, you know, from an open and perspective of we need cooperation, we need folks to take this seriously. And the priority right now is, you know, it's just shelter in place and stay at home and take care of your essential needs.
Yeah, and we really don't want to encourage any kind of a grace period for these new orders. We want people to pay attention to them straight away. I imagine you would both agree with that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Very good. Well, Dr. Mace, thank you for being with us once again. We will talk with you shortly. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
And Bert, this is certainly a circumstance that you probably wouldn't have anticipated being true in your tenure as director of the regional parks.
You know, Pat, I never could have imagined this circumstance. And I'll tell you, just, you know, getting the community back into their parks is our highest priority. But given the urgency of the situation, we strongly urge everyone to stay in place and take care.
Are we still going to be able to fully employ the employees of the regional parks department?
Yes, you know, the park system, you know, still has needs. I will still be doing my best to maintain the facilities because, you know, we're going to get folks back in their parks. We're, there's essential things this time of year we need to do for fuels management. We have active grazing going on in our parks. And, you know, my team internally, we are already making preparations and thinking about the future. We don't know when the parks will reopen. We're going to need more information and to work closely with the health officer on
yeah.
that. But we need to develop new strategies if this is going to persist and be ongoing of how we can, you know, not have overcrowding and make modifications and educate visitors so we can all get back to these really critical places to our daily lives here in the county.
Yeah, because we can only imagine once this particular aspect of the order is lifted what it's going to be like that next day at the park system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What we saw over the weekend and that surge, I mean, we all need it and when we get that, but we've got to just all take a breath and really be careful right now.
And just to drive home the point, we'll say that because the parking lots, et cetera, are closed does not mean that you can park outside those parameters and walk your way in.
That is correct. And we will be working with, you know, local jurisdictions on those issues and be adapting you know, strategies as they come into play. And like I said, always working to get out there and from a safe distance, talk to folks and really explain to them the importance of this, and they need to remain out of the parks and stay close to home and shelter in place.
And one of the things, you know, we hate to talk about it, but I feel like we must. We did with Congressman Mike Thompson earlier this morning, and that is that while all of this upending is going on, we don't have an end date for it at this stage of the game. And so as a community, and you're a big part of this, Bert, we must get prepared and make sure that we are as prepared as possible for fire season with or without these conditions.
Yeah, you said it, Pat. It's a very real thing. We all understand it here in Sonoma County in a profound way, given the experiences over the last 3 years. And, It's time to take care and take care of those essential needs and do your fuels management work as we go into the spring season here.
Well, I very much look forward to having the next conversation with you, Bert, where you tell us it's an all clear for Sonoma County Parks.
Pat, I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having me on.
That is Bert Whitaker, Director of Sonoma County Regional Parks.